निरतं करुणामयं Even in the empirical world, we see some basic qualifications are needed for admission anywhere. If you want to do PhD, you have to have master's degree with you. Similarly, if you want to enter into the spiritual world, if you want to study the scriptures, then you should have sadhun chatushte sampanna. This qualification is needed. In our last session, we discussed that the whole world is anitya. And we saw four reasons for that. Number one, it is an effect. Number two, it has got parts. Number three, drishya, it is seen. And number four, it has utpatti and vinash, birth and death. That is why it is anitya. And ekam vastu is nitya. Brahman is nitya. Why? First thing, apply the first law. It is cause. It is not an effect. Brahman is causeless cause. There is no cause of Brahman. Number two, it has no parts. Number three, Brahman is not seen. World is seen. And number four, there is no utpatti or vinash of Brahman. So that is why Brahman is nityam and the whole world is anitya. Then we are seeing the definition of the vivek. It was said by Shankaracharya, nitya nitya vastu viveka ka nitya vastavekam brahma tad vyatiriktam sarvam anityam ayam eva nitya nitya vastu viveka. So what is this vivek? Well, vivek is the capacity of the intellect to discriminate between two things, two beings, two persons, or more than two or three. Animals also do vivek, but their vivek is only whether this is edible or not edible. If a cow is grazing, it will see whether this is green grass or not, is it edible or not, otherwise it will just move away, that's all. That much vivek they do. But we have got the developed intellect. We have to do other viveks also. So Guruji writes that our developed intellect can do ansa ansi vivek. Ansa ansi. We are part. That is whole. The Lord is whole. In Bhagavad Gita also Lord has said in chapter 15, Mamai vanso jivaloke jivabhuta sanatana. Mamai vanso jivaloke. I am ansa of that. So we have to do ansa ansi vivek. Then next, sadhan sadhya vivek. That we can do. Sadhan means is the means. And sadhya is the goal. So we have to discriminate between the means and the goal. Sometimes what we do, we take means as a goal. Like doing puja every day, it is a means. Studying scripture every day, it is a means. But what is the goal? We have forgotten. We are doing the same thing every day. So we have to do the vivek between sadhan and sadhya. What is the goal and what is the means? Third is Shreya and Preya vivek. It comes at every moment of our life. What is good and what is pleasant. The path of good and the path of pleasant. And we always choose path of pleasant because it gives us instant result. And we want instant result. That's all. It is giving me sukh now. Finished. I am interested in that only. But what is good for me? What is Shreya for me? The Shreya is a Shravan and Swadhyaya. It will not give you immediate result. Like a thirsty person's drinking water gets immediate result. But it is a Shreya mark. It will give you benefit in course of time. So we have to do vivek between Shreya and Preya. But we are doing only Preya vivek. Reason, we want quick result. Bas ye kar lo, bas ho gaya. I will get the result. Khatam. Shreya result we don't see immediately. So we are not interested. Shreya and Preya vivek. Atma anatma vivek. We have never done. We have done vivek. But that vivek is always anatma and anatma. Whether should I buy this car, this house or that house. All are anatma. Why anatma? Because it is drishya, seen, is changing, perishable. So we have distinguished only between two perishable things. Nitya anitya vivek. What is permanent, what is impermanent? That also we don't do. Panchakosha vivek. Five seas. That Atman is beyond five seas. That also we don't do. Sarira traya vivek. Gross body, subtle body, causal body vivek. This also we don't do. In satsang when we come, then we come to know that we have to do vivek between unreal and real, between Atma and Anatma, between Nitya and Anitya. Everything is changing in this world. Political situation, our financial status, situation, economics. Everything is changing in this world. And for every change, there must be a changeless substratum. Must be a changeless substratum. And very simple examples are, if the car is running on the road, there is a change in the movement of the car, but the road is permanent. If river is flowing, the water is flowing, but the riverbed is permanent. If I am walking on the floor, I am moving, but the floor is permanent. If there is change happening in my body, we all accept there is a change in our body. There must be something permanent in me also. And that permanent thing is Atman in us. It is also seen that the cause is more permanent than the effect. Gold is more permanent than ornaments. Earth is more permanent than plant. So cause is more permanent than the effect. But what we are doing? We are trying to make the impermanent thing permanent. We want to make permanent house in this impermanent world. We want to make permanent relationship in this impermanent world. कहते हैं ना शादी होगी नॉट ऑफ दिस जन, वी वांट टू गेट मैरिड फॉर 7 जन्म, 7 जन्म तक साथ रहेंगे. इट्स वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू स्टे इन 1 जन्म. 7 जन्म तक साथ रहेंगे. सो व्हाट इज टू बी डन? बोले यू डिवाइड द होल वर्ल्ड इनटू नित्य एंड अनित्य. And once you divide the whole world into nitya and anitya, you will find the cause of anitya is nitya. Because the cause always precedes all effects, all perishable things. And that cause is nitya Brahman. We all want sukh. All beings want sukh. Why? Because that is our own nature. That is why we want sukh. But we are trying to find out that sukh in impermanent things. Can we get? No. Simple law is, a thing which is limited in time and space can never give you infinite result. You will never get. Scientists say, no, we don't believe in Atman. It is not there. Because you cannot bring that Atman in my test tube, so I don't believe it. We believe there is one energy. Energy is nitya. Very good. But our Rishi Muni says, if you say energy is nitya, then your energy is convertible. You say it is nitya. It cannot be perished. You utilize it, again you get it. But that is convertible. We have hydraulic, we have got thermal, we have got nuclear energy. All convertible. But our Brahman is not convertible. That is the difference between energy and Brahman. Brahman is Chetan, energy is inert. Scientists say that energy substratum is the wire through which you take it from one place to another. But our Rishi Muni says that your inert energy is also dependent on the substratum, which is Brahman. So that is the difference. Nachiketa at the age of 8 or 9 did the vivek of Nitya and Anitya. He went to Yamraj, and at that time Yamraj was not present in his home. He has gone out on his duty. And what is the duty of Yamraj? To take Jiva from different places. So Mrs. Yamraj told Nachiketa, come inside, have food. This Brahman boy said, no, I have come for a specific purpose. I will meet Yamraj, then I will drink water. Yamraj came after 3 days. And Mrs. Yamraj said, this Brahman boy is waiting outside to meet you. He has not taken any food and water. Yamraj was shivering. Brahman boy, if he curse me, then I'm gone. He came, Maharaj, you have not taken food and water. You are waiting for me for 3 days. I am ready to give you 3 boons. Please take food and water. Then Nachiketa said, boon number one this, boon number two this, boon number three, I want to know. Some people say after death, Atman remains, and some people say, Atman doesn't remain. I have got no idea. You are the best person because you bring Jiva every day and you know whether Atman is there or not. Who can be the better teacher than you? It is your duty. Yamraj tested, well, before I give you the knowledge of self, I must check whether you have done the Vivek and you have got the Vairagya or not. Vivek of Nitya and Anitya. Vairagya, you don't need all these things. So he offered him, Yamaraj offered him, that so long I am in this seat, I will not visit you. That means as long as you want to stay in this world, you can stay. And I have got these apsaras, take them. I have got this ratha and all that, chariots, take them, you enjoy. Take the whole prithvi, you become the owner of the whole prithvi. As much wealth you want, I am giving you. Life, wealth, sense enjoyment things, everything I am giving you. But don't ask me about the Atmanya. You can take another boon. Nachiketa said, nothing doing. Bole, even if you give me 1,000,000 years of life, it will end one day. These apsaras and all those that you want to give me, bole jarenti teja, bole my energy will be wasted. I don't want all these things. Keep it with you. You be happy. A boy aged 8 to 9 years could do this Vivek and leave everything, Vairagya. It can happen at that age also. Why it is not happening to us? You must have heard Vivek's many times. And Vivekji is present here. Why it is not happening? What is the cause? Very important thing. What is the cause? The cause is, unless you have got the Chitta Suddhi and Chitta Ekagrata, Vivek will never happen. So the Hetu, the cause for Vivek, we are studying this scripture, you have studied many times Vivek. Why it is not happening? Because the Chitta Suddhi, purification of mind, and concentration of mind has not happened. This is direct cause. Indirect cause is, if you have got the merits, it will happen. If you don't have merit, Vivek will not happen. So this is about the Vivek. So next week topic is Vairagya. Shankaracharya says, viraga kah iha swarga bhogesu ichha rahityam. Absence of desire for enjoyment of this world and other worlds, or highest level world up to Brahmalok. Ichha rahityam, there is no desire. Why so? What is the reason behind it? Why I don't want it? Because I have come to know that all the things of this world and all the 14 lokas, all are anitya. And we have already come to the conclusion that the anitya world can never give me nitya sukha. Be it this world, or swarga, or devaloka, or pitraloka, or brahmaloka, any loka you go, it will never give you permanent sukh. Why? They themselves are impermanent. Why they are impermanent? We have seen earlier, while studying the chapter 14 of Bhagavad Gita, that it is the Prakriti Triguna which has made this Pinda, and this Triguna also made the Brahmanda. All 14 lokas are made by Maya. Bhogya Vastu is also made by Maya. My body is also made by Maya. My subtle body is also made by Maya. Everything is made by Maya, Prakriti, Trigun. And those are all impermanent. And impermanent cannot give me permanent happiness. So, I am not interested in any bhog here and hereafter. Because the same principle applies everywhere. People fear vairagya. They think they have to leave home, children, and they maybe I have to hate the world. Well, is that not the vairagya? We have got little bit of vairagya. Leaving home, you have come to this satsang, this is vairagya, you have left home. Children go to the school, it's vairagya, but it's temporary vairagya. We go for holidays for 7 days, 7 days vairagya from home. Here the word is Ichha Rahityam, not Vastu Rahityam. Be very, very careful. When Shankaracharya is giving word, it means specific thing. Ichha Rahityam doesn't mean Vastu Rahityam. You don't have to leave the objects of the world. What is meant here, don't revel in the objects of the world. But what we have got? We have got the raga. Mahatma explained very beautifully. In a boat, some villagers were crossing the river. And in that boat, a sadhu was also there with his kamandalu. And his kamandalu was silver kamandalu. Why silver kamandalu? Some devotee has given. So he was carrying silver kamandalu. And some water in that. And villagers were carrying water in earthen pots, or in the present world, in your plastic bottle. So they started criticizing Mahatma ji. Aap to sadhu ho. Why are you carrying this silver vessel, carrying this thing? So, well, my devotee has given. Devotees do give. Even Guruji gets gold, diamond, precious gems. Devotee give. Offer. So they said, you have got attachment to this vessel. That sadhu, through that kamandalu in the water, in the river. And he said, you also throw your bottles. None of them could do that. This is the difference. Once Vivekananda was giving some lecture, one boy was constantly thinking about the watch of Vivekananda. And Vivekananda realized that this boy is not listening to my lecture, he is thinking about my watch. After the lecture, he gave that watch to that boy. That boy later on became Swami Ram Tirtha. So, Ichha Rahityam means don't revel in the objects of the world. True dispassion is that your happiness does not depend on the objects of the world. You are ready to forego it, keeping objects even after their use is raga. We, most of the houses, if you go in India, I don't know, you don't have the storage place, there you will find the stores and all the useless items are kept there. They will not throw. Burnt toaster, burnt iron, everything you will find there. You will find in your house also. Someday it will give some.
Basements are there.
Oh, you also have got the store. Well, that is raga. It is not said that for breakfast you should not have your toaster. You should have. But once it has become useless, throw. Why you are having attachment with... Acha, what does that mean? It is occupying your space here in your mind. Your mind is not free. Let us see what the world can give you. What type of sukh world can give you? The world can give you kamani, kanchan and kirti. This is what our Mahatma has classified into three. Kamani, sense objects, joy of sense objects, kamani, kanchan, wealth, kirti, fame. Or it is also called Srak Chandan Vanita. Srak means somebody should give you garland. That means kirti. Chandan, precious thing, costly thing, wealth. Vanita, Vanita means kamini, sense objects, enjoyments. So how can you come out of this? We are all engrossed in this. How can we come out of this? We have already studied in our sadhana panchakam. Bhava sukhe doso anusandhiyatam. Do you remember? Bhava sukhe doso anusandhiyatam. What are the dosa of bhava sukha? It is temporary. It will never give me permanent sukh. It requires lot of effort. It takes away my energy. These are all the shortcomings of bhava sukha, sukha of this world. So dispassion, therefore, is the mental strength to give up sorrow, giving impermanent and joyless objects mentally and physically. Vairagya comes from vivek, and vivek you have to do that. The bhavasukh is always giving sorrowful. Sorrow. Why bhavasukh is always give sorrow? The Lord has given the name of this world as Dukkhalay. Why Dukkhalay? Very simple science behind it. It will end one day. The whole world will end one day. Ultimately. So when it perish, and the whole world when perish, will it give you sukh or dukh? Anything which is perishing gives you dukh. So the whole world it also will perish one day. So it will give you dukh. Gautam, when he was born, the astrologer said, don't allow this boy to go out of the palace. Why? Because he will become saint. He will become sadhu. Father kept him in the palace up to 16, 18 years, got him married. Then child was born. Father thought, now he is caught in the family. Now he can go out. One day he went out in the kingdom. He saw a sick person, he saw a dead person, funeral procession also. He asked his bodyguards, will this happen to me also? Well, yes. Then he says, the changing everything. Sarvam dukkham, sarvam dukkham, sarvam dukkham, everywhere is dukkha, dukkha, dukkha only. he could see it because the mind was pure. Nachiketa could see it, mind was pure. And he left his young wife and child and went away. Sarvam dukkham, sarvam dukkham. Vairagya. Do you know, Ramji also had Vairagya. After this Gurukul teaching was over, all brothers, they went out for Brahman. It is written in the Yoga Vasishta. And when Ramji came back, he closed himself in the door, his depression. Why? The whole thing is changing. What is the purpose of life? You see, the Ramji Brahman himself, when he was conditioned with the body, he thought, what is this? What is the purpose of life? When Vishwamitra ji came to take him for the protection of Yajna, and Vasishtha ji was also there, he said, I'm not going with you. You have to tell me the purpose of life first, then I will go. Vasishtha ji and Vishwamitra ji were very happy. Well, I have got a person who has got a Vairagya. Now I can give him the knowledge of self. So they gave him the knowledge of the self, and then Ramji said, yes, now I am convinced, I will go with you. In Bhagavad Gita also comes, Janma Mityu Jara Vyadi Dukha Dosanu Darsanam. Bola, see your physical body. Bola, Janma. At the time of birth also, we all cried. Dukha, Mrityu, we cry. Jara, old age, we cry. And during this whole period of from birth to death, dukkha comes, still we cry. Bole, see this dosa and turn around. So direct cause of Vairagya is Viveka. Direct cause. Do the Viveka and the Vairagya will happen. Why it will happen? Because I want permanent soak and the worldly thing can never give me permanent soak. So I don't need them. That does not mean khana pina chod dena. No. In chapter 14, Lord has said, for keeping your body, you have to maintain this body, because this is the vehicle. Through this vehicle, you have to reach that destination. So vehicle has to be kept fit. Dispassion comes from dharmate virati. Guruji write, dharmate virati. Bole, dedicated performance of your duty should be done. Dedicated means as a karma yoga. When you do the as a karma yoga, what happens? Your likes and dislikes reduces. And when it comes to the lower level, Vairagya will happen. So do your duties as a karma yoga. So what is to be done at the first step? Bole, first step is the tyag. You have to do it forcefully. Forcefully, yes. When we were studying Vedanta, we were not allowed to have any phone, no newspaper, no TV, no internet. Total cut off from the world. Forcible. Before that, whole life I was reading newspaper. Now, after the course, I don't want to listen to the news also. So the first you have to put in effort, tyag you have to do, and after that it will become normal. So this is austerity, tapas. One Mahatma was doing a tapas in Uttarkashi. in Ganges, he will go and stand in the cold Ganges water facing sun. From Suryodaya, from sunrise to sunset, he will stand there and turn his face according to the sun. Just in front of the Tapobinji Maharaj Ji Kutia and Swamiji, our Gurudev, he was at that time student. Then Maharaj Ji said, Chinmay, you go and see why he is doing this tapas. I see him every day. He is standing there and doing this austerity. Then Gurudev went and asked, Mahatma Ji, why are you doing this tapas? You are doing this ghor tapas every day. We are seeing you. Do you know what did he say? Jamindar of my village has deprived me of something. I want to be Jamindar in the next birth. So I am doing this tapas. He is doing tapas to get again something impermanent. What are the types of vairagya? Three types of vairagya are there. Mand or samsan vairagya. When we go to the samsan ghat or crematorium, vairagya comes there automatically. Dekho, chala gaya. He could not take anything with him. Khali haath. Why we are doing all these things and all that. The vairagya comes. But when moment you come out of that, you are again caught by the sansar, again in the reveling in the sense objects. Bole madhyam vairagya, I have done the vivek. This is all what I am doing in this world, kamani, kanchan, kirti, not interested. But doing puja and jap for swarga. Dekho, this is mandha vairagya. I am not interested in the sukh of the world. Bhava sukha dosu anusandhiyatam, I have understood very well. But I want swarga sukha. So I am doing puja, jap and all that for swarga sukha. Mandha vairagya. Tibra vairagya, I don't want the sukha of this world and I don't want the sukha of other world. This is tibra vairagya. Now, examples of vairagya. When should I think my vairagya is mature? So these are the examples given by Sant Gyaneshwarji. When you see or feel that the sense objects will not give you the sukh, your feeling inside should be like that as a seeing a dead beautiful queen's body rotten, will you run to embrace that body? Dead beautiful queen's rotten body. Will anybody run to embrace that? The sense objects of the world should be like that. I am not interested. You are thirsty. You are seeing the pus coming out of a leper's wound. Will you go and run to drink that? Sense objects of the world should be like that. I don't need it. Seeing the molten iron in the iron tub, will you run to that tub for a refreshing bath? No. That should be the dispassion level. Vivek Vairagya. Now comes the Sat Sampatti that we take up. in our next session. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamidachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Guru Namah. Hari.